Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Off Topic Thursday. In December, I made a commitment to regain the muscle mass I had lost over the years. I chose the Happy Body Program. There are quite a few podcast episodes that talk about my progress. It was exciting in the first 6 weeks to drop from 28% body fat to 23%. However, now the honeymoon is over. I know the exercises, I've reached my ideal body weight, and I have a good routine established. It will be many more months to get my muscle mass increased to ideal, and then after that I continue with a daily practice for life to maintain my strength. The excitement is gone. This has got me thinking about the five universal obstacles to change. I desire to continue with the happy body exercises with ease and joy, and I fear that I will end up feeling like they're a chore and I just might drop them. Yikes! I need a surefire way to keep up the excitement with ease. I remember first learning the obstacles I'm going to share next and the simple solutions or antidotes to them. They were originally taught to me as the five obstacles to meditation, and they were attributed to the Buddha. They seem so simple, yet I could really appreciate how they summed up the problems that arise when we attempt to add something new to our lives or change positively. What most impressed me about the teaching was that the solutions were very simple and, in my experience, effective. Now, the five obstacles are: 1 is doubt. 2, not wanting to do it, which is also called laziness sometimes. 3 is being attracted to other things, like maybe what you might call your drug of choice or things that really don't get you the change that you are desiring. 4 is aversions, resentments, ill will, kind of not wanting to do it for a different reason, you know, the things that you don't like about the practice. 5 is distractions, maybe worry, restlessness, getting bored with it, that kind of stuff. So let's go through the five obstacles and look at the solutions to them. The first is doubt. Now, doubt can take two forms. First, it can be doubt as to whether what you're going to do is possible. For instance, is never getting angry really possible? Or is it possible to stop the constant chatter of the mind? Is it possible to be healthy and only 13% body fat? Now, does this method I'm considering really work? Or is someone just after my money? Is it really possible for someone to start their own business and succeed? Can I get ahead in my life without lying or cheating? If I give money away, will I have enough money? As you give, so you receive, is that true? You know, you get the idea. Is what you desire possible? You know, you can't really stick with something long if you're not sure it's going to work. Now, the second part of doubt is one can have doubt regarding their personal capabilities. For instance, you might know that a method has worked for others. Hey, everybody's losing weight on that diet or something, but you wonder if it will work for you. Other people may have stopped the stream of constant mind chatter, but maybe they're special, because only a few people you know have done that. You may wonder if you are capable of doing it as well. Or, you know, others are successful at business, but maybe you don't have what it takes. Being unsure you can do it often stops people from even attempting to do it. You know, it's a serious obstacle. Now, the remedy for doubt is to get more information. Read about what you're going to do. Talk to people that are doing it and people that have done it. You know, maybe you need to try an experiment to see if it might work. You know, start doing it yourself to find out what it's like. You want to thoroughly check out any method you might want to use. You're investing time in this. Find people that have used it and check out the results they got. This method of investigation will allow you to become convinced that it works. And that's important. Now, at the same time, consider your other options. Maybe there's a better method for you. Can you adapt the method to meet your personal style? Is it going to be flexible? Will it still work? And most importantly, consider what happens if you don't do it. How will your life be? Even if the method doesn't deliver 100%, will your life be better if you go for it? What will your life be like in 5 years if you choose to do it? And what will your life be in 5 years if you choose not to do it? Feel the difference in the energy. You're not going to be able to get a cognitive idea for that. The answer is going to come from within, and it's going to be a kind of knowing that this might be the right thing to do. Even if you get a completely different result, it might still be the right thing for you to do. The next obstacle is not wanting to do it. Now, sometimes that's been translated as laziness, you know, and I'm not sure I like that translation. I have a clear personal example of what this obstacle looks like. Now, I have a history of compulsive eating. At one point, I was in a 12-step program to help me deal with my eating disorder. There was one point where I started overeating again. You know, I didn't want the results of that action. I knew the program had all these wonderful tools that I could use that were designed to stop my overeating, and I knew they worked. I've seen them work. They worked for me in the past. I could journal, I could call other people, I could plan my food, I could commit my food, I could read literature, and on and on. I just didn't want to do any of them. I didn't want to put any effort into controlling my food. That's where I was. They all seemed like too much effort. I was in the obstacle of just not wanting to do it. I wouldn't have called it laziness, because I was doing plenty of other things. I just didn't want to do that one thing. I wasn't interested in using any of the tools of the program. And I didn't have any doubt that if I put the effort in, I could arrest my overeating. I just didn't want to do it. Finally, I thought of something I could do that was effortless. Now, one of the tools was going to meetings. That seemed really passive to me, but part of me thought you go to meetings because you're trying to control your eating or trying to get a result. And I let that go. I said, hey, I could go to a meeting, I could sit there, I could listen, and I could leave. I could do all of that without trying to pressure myself to stop eating too much. It felt really easy. And I decided to do 90 meetings in 90 days. I'd heard that really worked for people. And I did some of the meetings online, so I didn't even have to go out sometimes. Anyway, by the end of the 90 days, I was not overeating anymore. Just like the obstacle for doubt, considering the other options, that if you don't do it, is a good antidote for not wanting to do what would ultimately be for your highest good. If you want to be healthy but keep eating food that makes you fat or sick, then you've encountered the obstacle of laziness. Most people know what it would take to be healthy or to be a normal weight. The antidote is to contemplate what you really want in your life. Think about what will happen if you get what you want as compared to the result if you don't make the change. When it comes to healthy eating, think about being vibrant in your later years as opposed to having a stroke, heart attack, and lying in bed recuperating for weeks and months with that broken hip or whatever else happens when you don't take care of your body. A lot of times that's enough. You know, if you simply don't want to do it, after you've considered what happens when you don't do it, you may be able to come up with some small positive step towards your goal. You know, for me, I was unwilling to control my food or take any action that felt like I would need to commit to eating a certain way. However, I was willing to put myself in an environment of people committed to eating well, and somehow the desire arose in me to eat well. I just wanted to. It was effortless. Another good story, if you want more stories, about how a small choice in the direction we want to change is in my book, Developing Awareness. In the chapter, Meeting People Where They Are, Cindy, who was unable to care for her teeth and at risk of losing them, was able to change everything when she determined she was willing to floss the easy front teeth. She could do a little bit. That made all the difference. Now let's look at the last three obstacles. Attraction to other things. Now this obstacle is a little bit like the previous one, which is not wanting to do it, But instead of just not wanting to do it, you want to do something else instead. You know, maybe we would like to do our program for change, but we want to do something else more. Maybe we want to be 20% body fat, but we want that birthday cake more. Maybe we want to be refreshed in the morning for work, but we want to watch that late night movie more. Maybe we want to exercise, but we want to lie in bed more. Maybe we want a good relationship, but we enjoy thinking bad things about our partner. You know, and some of these habitual habits or these attraction to thinking bad things about a partner, nobody wants to do that, but that's kind of what we do. And we're not mindful of what that's creating. Aversion is the next obstacle, and that's about focusing on what we don't want instead. You know, maybe we desire a strong body, but we don't want to exercise in the cold or in the rain or maybe too hard, or you get the idea. We have an aversion to part of the practice. We don't like the food we have to eat or the work we have to do or what we have to give up. We resent our choice and we resist part of it. And my last episode on positive change was about resistance. It's that idea that we choose something, but part of us doesn't want all of it. And this can ultimately lead us to stopping what we're choosing to do. The final obstacle is distractions. It's worry or whatever the mind starts doing. In meditation, the distractions that arise are simply thoughts that keep our mind in the future or in the past instead of in the moment. Maybe we're thinking about what to eat next or what happened yesterday. We may be planning or maybe reliving a past event. Now, these are all the distractions for meditation. In terms of making a positive change, a distraction is getting swept up by the day's activities and forgetting to do the activity that will create the positive change. Maybe you leave the house without food planned and you end up somewhere hungry without any good choices. Or maybe your day was so full that you forgot to leave time to exercise. Sometimes we just forget to reflect on our life and choices and get swept along in habitual patterns of reacting. So we're distracted from what we said we really want to create in our life, and we kind of get into this old flow. The remedies for the last three obstacles are quite similar to the first two remedies. While all the five obstacles are different, we've got attraction to other things, we've got doubt, we've got an aversion to things, we've got distracting things. While they're all different, the solutions are really the same. It's all about focusing on what you desire and what will bring you what you want, and turning your back on the activities and things that will not bring you what you want. I think they say that the Buddha taught what to pick up and what to put down. That was pretty much summed up his whole teachings. It's all about what to pick up to create. If peace, joy, that's your goal. He taught what to pick up and what to put down to create that. So I like to think of it that way. You know, and how do you do that? You keep your resolve strengthened by contact with people with similar goals that are embracing positive change, and by reading about what you desire to achieve and about the people who are achieving it. So keeping connected into a community, and that can be an online community. I was once living with a teenager and we were studying internal martial arts. Now, I always just pushed myself to practice even if I didn't want to. And he was an example of more skillful means. He would turn on the YouTube channel first and watch master martial artists practice. It didn't take long before he was inspired to practice too. Made it a lot more effortless for him. This is certainly a good way of applying an antidote to not wanting to do it, as well as the other obstacles. Inspiration lets you see that it's possible to do it, people that have achieved it. Now, finally, with all of this, be gentle with yourself. You know, sometimes knowing is not the same as doing. We are not our subconscious mind, but the habits and beliefs that reside in our subconscious mind are influencing everything we do. Now, part of the path is loving ourselves without judgment. We move to take the right action without making anyone or anything wrong, including ourselves. What we know would be best is really outside our capabilities, then it's not the best action to take. Choose something that takes less effort and is pointed in the direction you would like to go. Remember, when I knew I didn't want to eat a different way, I didn't make myself wrong. I worked with where I was at. And that's what that story in my Developing Awareness book is about, is also it's meeting people where they are, not trying to force them to be someplace they aren't, because that's not going to work. Each day, you want to affirm your commitment to positive change. And that's really, see, the action that you need to do that keeps everything exciting is to listen to an inspiring podcast or a YouTube video or take any action that you know will get you excited. Maybe you've got a daily reader. And then end each day rejoicing about what you were able to do for yourself. That creates more excitement and affirms your choices and the efforts you put in. Now, if you're feeling stuck and you want to change, because sometimes the subconscious mind can make it really difficult to change, and you'd like to have a session with me, find out more on my website, changeanythingnow.com. Now, sessions that are aired on this podcast, I do for free. So you can have a free session and it shows up and helps everybody. Now, how does it get better than that? Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. License under the Creative Commons. By Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast, copyright 2017, Dorina Road, all rights reserved.